Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, Haverim, Erev Tov, good evening, here, the Monday's podcast, second day of the Shavuot right here, was said from the Kadase, the liturgy of His Majesty's True Church and the Professing Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church here, Mondays to Friday. Sima,
Andenya, Kasenyo, Iska Arb Baluta Kenoch. Zawater Yemibal, said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam Lanchi Hun Inatachin Kavrit Beta Christian Gidda Gedauchish Bepazion Inqu Yetagetunacho. Salam Lanchi Hun Inatachin Kabrut Beta Christian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
Jah is my light and salvation. Who shall I fear? Thy rod shall be as thy comfort, though in a world of despair. Revelation is the time now. Stop and take a look around. Take the lock off of your mind now and listen to the sound. Oh, 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 oh.
Mizmor Menhet, Shir Mizmor Livne Korah. Gadol Adonai Mehullal Meod, Be'ir Eloheinu Har Kodesho. Yefe Nof Mesos Kol Haaretz, Har Tzion Yarkedei Tzafon. Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim be'ar menoteha noda le'misgav. Ki hinne ha'melachim no'adu, averu yahzav. Hem maravu ken tamahu, nivhalu ne'epazu. Re'aga ha'azadam sham, chil kayyonedav. Ruach Kadim, Teshaper Oligyot Tarshish. Kasher Shamanu Ken Rainu, Ve'ir Adonai Tsebaot Ve'ir Elohenu. Elohim Yechoneneha Ad Olam Tseba. Dimminu Elohim Hasdecha Ve'kerem Hechalecha. Keshimcha Elohim Ken Tehillatecha על קץ וארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שופו ציון והתקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיתו לבכם לחילה, פסגו ארמנותיה. למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
סלסי אייזר מסטר יאו פודו אני מיזע
Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice, let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, and go round about her, tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, forever.
Let's have a prayer. Vanity, I wonder to approve. TV, that will make you confused. Put yourself around people that are better than you, and one day you'll be the best. Get all the respect due. Don't follow evil when they walk. Your actions is a manifestation of your thoughts. Do good and make you bless another heart. Wrong company now go make me fall short. Me tell you, run away. Once you speak it, every man will carry feelings, but it's the one who lives life and finds the meaning. Are you dreaming? Life I don't know for your play with, man, a warrior like King David. Know your culture and your heritage, leave it up to Jah, him take care of your enemies. Run away.
For life. Peace in the dark world. one is down. You must help him up. You can't help a fallen brother down. You must always help a fallen brother up. Saying, the trade have a win, cause they know him nothing. The trade have a win, cause they know him nothing. The wage of sin is dead, but the gift of God is eternal life. Is eternal life. Well, what you want? Eternal life. When one is down, you must help him up. Say you give the youth man a little bit, and then they give the youth man a little bit. Till you say they give the rasta man a little bit. Till you say they give the ballad a little bit. Till you say they give the soulhead a little bit. Till you say you give it and everyone a little bit. Free from sin, not the trade of the win. So you're joking with a pain. I know what you're not saying. Say no, you give me no pin, cause you know I'm not saying. You give me no pin, cause you know I'm not saying. Not the trade of the way. Not the trade of the way. When the one is down, you must help him up. Say, when your brother is down, help him up. You must help anyone when he's down. You must help him right up to the top. And Jah will love you for that. Jah, Jah will love you. Why you can't take the whole world, but give me the Almighty Jah. You can't take all the tractor beta, take the helicopter, take the limousine, take the plane, take the train, and give me that. Almighty eye. Take everything and you give me Almighty eye. God from I man of the Almighty eye. I man of everything. You give me the Almighty eye. Free from sin. Peace in the east and peace in the west. Peace in the north and peace in the south. Prince Farai put them in. Sin. Me say that peace in the east. And a peace in the west, peace in the north, and a peace in the south. What a nice, nice thing like this is.
Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan, Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 6, Toldot, Generations. From the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 9, verse 1 through 31, we'll be reading the fuller full. We begin B'Shem Ha'ab Ve'Habein Ve'Ruach HaKadosh Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Romans chapter 9, part 5, parenthetic. The gospel does not set aside the covenants with Israel. The Apostolic Solicitude for Israel. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Verse 3, Gimel. Verse 4, Dalet. Verse 5, Hey. Emet ani midaber b'mashiach v'lo ashaker v'dayiti miyidal mi v'ruach hakadosh. Ki gadol isboni ve'ain keitz l'da'abon libi. Ki mi yitin heyoti ani l'cherem min ha'mashiach be'ad achai shari u'basari asher heim b'nei Yisrael ve'lahem mishpat ha'banim ve'ha'kabod ve'ha'baritot Umatan HaTorah VeHaBoda VeHaHabtachot VeLahem HaBot UMehem Yatza HaMashiach Lepi Basaro Asher Hu Elohim Al HaKol Meborach LeOlamim Amen. I say the truth in Mashiach. I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart, for I could wish that myself were accursed from Mashiach, from my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh, the sevenfold privilege of Israel, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenant and the giving of the law and the service of Elohim and the promises, whose are the fathers, whose are the patriarchs, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Mashiach, Christ came, who is over all, Elohim blessed forever. Amen. The distinction between Jews who are mere natural descendants from Abraham and Jews who are also of his spiritual seed. Not as though the word of Elohim has taken none effect, for they are not all Israel that are of Israel, neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. The distinction illustrated, that is, they that are of the children of the flesh, these are not the children of Elohim, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. For this is the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of Elohim, according to election, might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said to her, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Elohim, God's mercy is under his sovereign will. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with Elohim? Elohim forbid. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of Elohim that sheweth mercy. For the scripture saith to Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might shew my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore has he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and on whom he will he hardeneth. Thou wilt say then to me, why does he yet find fault? For who has resisted his will? Nay, but O man, who art thou that thou repliest against Elohim? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou formed me thus? Has not the potter power over the clay? Of the same lump to make one vessel to honor and another to dishonor? What if Elohim, willing to shew his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy that he had afore prepared to glory, even us whom he has called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles? The prophets foretold the blinding of Israel and mercy to the Gentiles. As he saith also in Hosea, in Osi, I will call them my people that were not my people, and her beloved that was not beloved. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said to them, ye are not my people, there shall they be called B'nai El-Chai, children of the living God. Isaiah also crieth concerning Israel, though the number of the children Isaiah said before, except Yahweh Tzevaoth, the Lord of hosts, have left us as seed, we have been as Sodom and been made like to Gomorrah. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles that follow not after righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness that is of faith. But Israel, that followed after the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore? Because they sought it not by faith, but as if it were by the works of the law. For they stumbled at that stumbling stone, as it is written, Behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone, and a rock of offense, and whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed. Kabur lakalu, kabur ladimtu, kabur lakhailu, kabur lakedamawi, chayle salase, be Jesus Christos sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important,
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch haba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
ata Adonai. Baruch haba Yerushalayim. Baruch ata Adonai.
Rastafari.
Adonai. Adonai.
Rastafari.
Yes, yes, yes. Give thanks, give thanks, give thanks. So here on the Monday podcast right here, the second day of this Shabuah. Here we are at the seventh sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. For this Shabuah here. For this seven. So here we're at the two of the seven, the second day of the seven. Here for this Shabbat, the seventh sabbatical study here in this new semester. And here for the Shabbat, Vayitzeh. Vayitzeh, and he went out. So here we pick up with Genesis chapter 28. Verse 10 to Genesis chapter 32, verse 3. But we have a little, we'll call it a little overflow. You know, the cup, you know, can overflow. You know what I mean? Until it fill up. So let's fill up right here from the previous sabbatical study. So here this is for continuity. For continuity purposes right here we have a Brit Chadasha reading. And stretching forth the right hand of fellowship to I and I, fellow Habarim, fellow Talmudim, fellow associates and disciples. Got to hear Ras, Ayas, and Tefari bringing forward the Haftarah. Bringing forward the Brit Hadasha, the new covenant reading from Romans chapter 9, verses 1 to 31. So here's a little overflow that we wasn't able to fully bring forward on the first day service previous, right here, here, here. But Shavuot Tov, good strong, a good Shavuot, good seven right here, here, second day of the seventh, here for the Yom HaSheni. The Sheni in the Hebrew, Yom HaSheni. Bamarinya, we call this Senyo. Senyo Sheni. Go figure. Yeah, so here we have the Brit Hadasha reading right here. So the reading from the Brit Hadasha, from what's called the New Testament, the New Covenant, the Renewed Covenant reading, the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 9, verses 1 to 31, reveals how Rabbi Shaul, a.k.a. the apostle, great apostle to the Gentiles, as is written, Paul's desire to see all Yisrael, call Yisrael, Israel Hulu, all of Israel come to understand, to understand, to come to a good standing and a full overstanding and overcoming of the truth, right? The truth of salvation, of Yeshua, of salvation, of victory, as given through the promised seed. The promised seed, even that new race, the King of Kings speaks of the promised seed of Abraham, Yeshua HaMoshiach. Nevertheless, since it is true that many of the Yehudi, the Judaic, the Judean, some say the Jewish, even of we the black Jews and the Hebrews and Israelites have rejected him, Rabbi Shaul, a.k.a. the Apostle Paul, he consoles himself by reflecting that not all the physical, the fleshy, the natural, the carnal descendants of Abraham are made the inheritors and be the inheritors of the covenantal baraka, the berkot, the blessings, the prosperity and increase from Yahuwah, from Jehovah. Let's pause here, because some speak of by blood. I'm going to read on this whole thing by blood, by blood, by blood. I'm an Israelite by blood, yeah? Well, in Moshiach, and according to the word, what does it say? Not all who are of Yisrael Yasharala. Ah, Yisrael, ah, Yasharal. And here's what Rabbi Shaul, a.k.a. Paulos, Paul, brings out here in the New Covenant reading that corresponded to the previous sabbatical study, the sixth, for Toldot, for generations. So, no, it's not true that just because we are physically descendants of Abraham, are we made and become inheritors of the covenantal berkot. No matter how much we say, well, we are those people, they're black like us. That's part of the fact. But here, this brings a fulfillment of the fact. So just because ones and ones may be the physical descendants of Abraham, that does not make them the inheritors of the covenantal berkot, the blessings from Yahuwah. No, 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 no. Abraham, didn't Abraham have two sons? But it was Yitzhak, it was Isaac, and not the natural firstborn, Ishmael. I mean, couldn't Ishmael, and even many of those who are of Ishmael, even to this very day, what would they say? They say, well, Ishmael, he was the firstborn. Almost like ones who might want to say that Esau, that Esau, he too was the firstborn. But Abraham, Avinu Abraham, didn't he have two sons? But it was Yitzhak, it was Isaac, and not Ishmael, who was chosen. And Yitzhak and Isaac also had two sons. But it was Yaakov, it was Jacob, and not Esau, not Esau, who was chosen. So, in other words, what do we have here?
Even though Ishmael and Esau were physical descendants of Abraham, and even although they were firstborn, according to the flesh, they were not chosen to be the inheritors of the baraka, of the blessing of Ha'elohim, of the almighty power. So now if we look at it, we see that Abraham, the chosen, Genesis chapters 12 to 17, we had his firstborn son, Ishmael, but then it was Yitzhak chosen, epistle to the Romans chapter 9, verse 7. And then remember Yitzhak, right, and Rivka and Rebekah, they had two sons, Esau, there was Esau, but yet it was Jacob, known as Yisrael, chosen, epistle to the Romans chapter 9, verse 13. And then we have the physical descendants, but then we have the remnant, chosen, Romans chapter 9, verse 27. And the key is the emunah, the key is the admittance, the key is the credit. Now the Gentiles, it is said, the nations, right, the Gentiles grafted in. This is a subject matter for reasonment and discussion. Come, make a reason. Now indeed, regarding the case of Jacob and Esau, Paul, Rabbi Shaul, he goes further by saying that, quote, though they were not yet born and had done nothing, either good or bad, in order that Ha'el, the Almighty's purpose of election might continue, not because of works, but because of his call, because of his calling. Rebecca. What was Rivka told? Rivka was told that the older will serve the younger. So the older, let's look at this principle here from Abraham, right? Straight through. We have Ishmael, he was the older, right? Yet Yitzhak, the younger. And then from Yitzhak, from Isaac, Esau was the older, right? And yet Yaakov was the younger. And to Rebekah, who inquired, it is she who inquired of Yahuwah, and to she, the Hebrew matriarch, the second, right, of the Hebrew matriarchs was revealed that oracle when she was told that the older will serve the younger. And then Rabbi Shaul, Rabbi Saul, known to the world as Apostle Paul, he then quotes from the Haftarah is the prophet's reading that accompanies, right, the Torah portion reading and feedings. And we know that with the sixth sabbatical study, right, for Shabbat Toldot, the Haftarah comes from Malachi. And this is what Rabbi Shaul quoted from Malachi. Malachi chapter 1, verse 3. Yaakov, Jacob, I love, but Esau, I hate it. Right? Jacob, I love, but Esau, I hate it. Now, here's a full of full right here from the KJV. It says, I have loved you, saith Yahuwah, saith Jehovah. Yet you all say, wherein hast thou loved us? In what have you loved I and I? Was not Esau, Jacob's brother? Saith Yahuwah, saith Jehovah, yet I love Yaakov. Ahavti etikem, amar Yahuwah, va amartem, bama, ahavatanu, hello, ach, I saw, le Yaakov noom, Yahuwah, va ohav et Yaakov. But I loved, right? Wa ohab, and I loving et Yaakov. Yet I love Jacob. So Rabbi Shaul, he goes on, right, to ask. Paul goes on, he then asks the rhetorical question, the question that doesn't beg an answer. It's already answered, even in the question. He asks a rhetorical question of whether all this might be unfair. Somebody says, this is unfair. Ishmael was born first. So he is the firstborn. Well, yes, according to the flesh, but we're speaking about the spirit. What about Esau? Esau was the firstborn, right? Right, but yet, Yaakov, according to the spirit. So when Paul goes on to ask the rhetorical question whether all of this might be unfair, yeah, I guess it could be seen as unfair from a carnal mind. After all, was it Esau's fault that he was rejected? When Hilahim, the Almighty, had himself foreordained that the barakah, the blessing, should not be his. Rabbi Shaul, Paul, he answers this flatly, saying that Yahuwah, Elohei Yisrael, Jehovah, the almighty power of Yisrael, is sovereign. He's sovereign. You talk about sovereignty. He's sovereign. He is king and can choose to show mercy and grace to whomsoever he wills. Man's objections, you know, notwithstanding. This is a point right here that we need to zoom in on. Some people have a problem with this point right here, but we need to understand this point right here, and this point makes sense right here. In other words, Hilahim, the almighty power, has the complete right, and it's his prerogative to predestine outcomes. One say, well, you know, they want to choose their destiny. Well, you could choose your destiny, but what about he who be who he be, who has predestined outcomes to suit his good pleasure and his good purposes? And humanity, what must they do? In truth, must simply accept his rule and his reign in the universe. You know, we have life, right? I mean, what do we do to get life? What do we do? What work do we do? You know what I'm saying? You know, even this good earth. But let's move forward. Being a physical descendant of Abraham is not enough. It's important, yes, but it's not enough. To whom more is given, yes, more is required. But being a physical descendant of Abraham is not enough to be a part of Hilahim's, the almighty power's family. Since only the children of the promise, according to HaTorah, because some might say, well, that's in the New Testament, but Rabbi Shaul, Paul, he bases the reasonment on the facts, right, that is found and contained in what people call the Old Testament. Since only the children of the promise are counted as Jah's offspring, and that even includes Goyim. What's the Goyim? Gentiles, the nations, even of the nations that he and his sovereign will choose. And we can base this also on the prophets, the Hebrew Bible, what people call the Old Testament. As the prophet Hosea, he revealed in Hosea chapter 1, verse 10, those who were not my people, I will call my people. I mean, now what's not clear about that? When I just talk about what's written in the Brit Hadash, because some of our fellow Hebrew Israelites, they're like, we're Old Testament only. We don't accept that. Okay, because of what's written there. Because you really don't understand the old. If you understand the old, then you can receive the new or the renewed. The prophet Hosea said in Hosea chapter 1, verse 10, those who are not my people, those who are not what? Those who are not my people, let me give you an example, even from the old to new. Those who are not my people, I will
call my
people.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Oh, so some may be offended with that, right? But what does the word say? Those who are not my people, I will call Ami, my people. And her who was not beloved, I will call children of the living God. Commandment keepers, congregation of the living God of Elohim Chayi. Seeing royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews after the order of Melchizedek. And did not the prophet Yeshaya, Esaias, also cry out, shout out? So about shout out, well, the prophet Yeshaya, Isaiah, he also shouted out concerning Yisrael. What was Isaiah's shout out to Yasharala? Though the number of the sons of Israel be as the sand of the sea, only a remnant of them will be saved.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Offended? Be very offended, because by Yisrael not accepting this word, once lost, now found. You know, that's offense to the almighty power. You see, Rabbi Shaul, a.k.a. Paul, he ends this line of thinking and reasoning by saying that those who trust in the promise, the yea, yea, the amen of Hailahim Yeshua, Hailahim salvation, the almighty power of salvation through HaMoshiach, have attained righteousness. They've obtained righteousness be'emunah, by faith, by admittance, by the amenah, by admitting, by trust, by credit. But those who pursue their own righteousness based on the law, HaTorah, or their faulty misconception of HaTorah, will never succeed in reaching that goal. Why? Since Yeshua HaNotri, Yeshua HaMoshiach alone, according to the almighty powers, his divine foreordination, right? Yeshua alone is the, quote, the end, the fulfillment of the Torah, the law, the direction, instruction for righteousness to all who believe, to all who ma'amin, who amina, who admit as true, who trust, who credit. Quote, for by works of HaTorah, no one will be justified in his sight. By works of the Torah, no one will be made righteous in his sight. In his sense, through HaTorah, through the Torah comes the knowledge, the da'at of chatiyat, of sin, of forfeiture, of lacking. But now the righteousness of Hailahim, Elohim, has been revealed, has been manifested apart from HaTorah. Although HaTorah, the Torah, and HaNabim, the prophets, bear witness to it. And we're proving that even right here with this reasonment from the HaTorah, from Malachi. And then also comparing Malachi, the Haftarah, for Toldot with what is written in the Epistle to the Romans in Romans chapter 9. For by the works of HaTorah, no one will be justified righteous in his sight, since through HaTorah comes the da'at of chatiyat. But now the righteousness of HaElohim has been manifested apart from HaTorah. Although HaTorah and HaNabim, the law and the prophets, bear witness to it, the righteousness of Elohim through faith, through emunah, through admittance, through credit, right, in Yeshua HaMoshiach, for all who amen, for all who believe, for all who ma'amin. Amen, amen. For there is no distinction. There's no distinction. Remember, it's in his sight. Huh? For all have sinned, all have acted out. Yehudi, Yehudim, my Goyim, and Jew and Gentile, and fallen short of the kavod, the glory of Hailahim, of the almighty power, and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Moshiach Yeshua, whom Elohim put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by emunah, by admittance. So here, brothers and sisters, just a little bit of the overflow here from Toldot the previous as a segue, and we're here in why you'd say, and he went. So it's all about that calling, right? Jah calling. Many, enough ones are called, right? Few are chosen. What is it said? Right? Behind our Rastafari elders, what was said? Many are what?
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Trying to devour you. So
Yes. Apologies, brothers and sisters and brothers. Tune went out kind of soon right there. That was roll call. Calling. Yes, I
am. Okay. Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing. Many are calling, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings a redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to keep holy unto you, as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. and in your holy scriptures it is written thus, the Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires sentiment. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year, and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty, and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of this people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times, and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing, and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for informers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord, our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord, our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offerings and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores your divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hand, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficences. You are the beneficent one, for your mercies never cease, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally, for you are good. God, your everlasting salvation and help, all benevolent. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness, and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness, and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord, our God, pour off light and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life, and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind. Let the angel of the Lord thrust them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name. Do it for the sake of your right hand. Do it for the sake of your Torah. Do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our Father, that the Beth Hamkidosh be steadily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah. In your
amen.
Torah.
In
your
amen.
Torah.
In
your
amen.
Torah.
In
your
amen.
Torah.
Yeah. Rastafari, live it. Last year I live it and reigned in the heart of all man forever. Jah. Jah. Jah.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam.
Shavua, referring to the week, or more correctly, like
Why are they stopping you from giving thanks and praises? Why are they stopping you from prayer here in the same block?
So we always need more chizik. The Gemara tells us that one of the things that always we need help in strengthening is our tefillah. So one may ask, how can I keep myself motivated for tefillah? How can I keep myself motivated to pray to God? I see things that I'm not getting answered. You know, it's very hard. Sometimes I'm just not feeling it. And first off, this comes from a person having to know how big tefillah really is and what's on the other side of it. You have to understand that a lot of times when we meet a lot of resistance in something that is so huge and something that's so big, and you have to understand that the other side knows the Sitra Achra, the Satan, the devil, the whatever you want to call it, the other side of resistance already knows how important prayer actually is. So what do you think? That it's going to be one of the main places that a person is going to have to experience that battle, that fight. But what should strengthen the person is that they should already know, they should be able to judge it by how hard it is for them to do it, that they're able to know how big this thing really is. So that should be motivation for everybody. Rashi himself says that when it says in the Gemara and the second prophets, so that there are things that stand at the height of the world. He says, tefillah, this is tefillah. This is prayer. Say that the height of what? But it's disrespected the most. People don't take it serious. They don't understand that on the other side of this, it's not a maybe. I'm telling you this, especially on the things that are ruchnias, things that are spiritual. It's not maybe. Hashem will save the person. It's going to be dependent on how much emuna you have and how much betachin you have, how much trust that you have and your prayers. That's what's going to depend on you being saved or not. So that should be the chizuk. It's definitely, I see that it's very, very hard for me to pray, for me to open up and to be able to say whatever. I can't feel Hashem feels far from me. You should know that in that moment right now, you're facing the biggest resistance, because the biggest prize is on the other side of that. So we should all strengthen ourselves with the feeling of that Hashem.
Why are they stopping you? Why are they stopping you from prayer? That was a scene, Black Race is his ear. Like, to actually play it again, we once like kind of cue it in, tefillah in the Hebrew is prayer. So once again, let's just hear this again. And we're going to ride up with the evening psalm. The evening psalm goes through some of the verses, which is Psalm 48. Actually, it was a psalm that corresponded with the Shabbat previous. And here we have it as the standing psalm for the second day of the Shavuot, chanted in the Heikal and Temple of Jerusalem. So right here once again, the theme, Black.
Rewind and come back, selector.
Once again, why are they stopping you? Because the fight is so great, it should reveal to you why it's so important, why prayer, why the Torah study is so important, keeping to this discipleship, keeping to this discipline. Again, the scene, Black, right here, why they
so? We always need more chizuk. The Gemara tells us that one of the things that always we need help in strengthening is a tefillah. So one may ask, how can I keep myself motivated for tefillah? How can I keep myself motivated to pray to God? I see things that I'm not getting answered. You know, it's very hard. Sometimes I'm just not feeling it. And first off, this comes from a person having to know how big tefillah really is and what's on the other side of it. You have to understand that a lot of times when we meet a lot of resistance in something that is so huge and something that's so big. And you have to understand that the other side knows the Sitra Achra, the Satan, the devil, the whatever you want to call it. The other side of resistance already knows how important prayer actually is. So what do you think? That it's going to be one of the main places that a person is going to have to experience that battle, that fight. But what should strengthen the person is that they should already know, they should be able to judge it by how hard it is for them to do it, that they're able to know how big this thing really is. So that should be motivation for everybody. Rashi himself says that when it says in the Gemara and the second prophets, so that there are things that stand at the height of the world. He says, tefillah, this is tefillah. This is prayer. Say that the height of what? But it's disrespected the most. People don't take it serious. They don't understand that on the other side of this, it's not a maybe. I'm telling you this, especially on the things that are ruchnias, things that are spiritual. It's not maybe. Hashem will save the person. It's going to be dependent on how much emuna you have and how much betachin you have, how much trust that you have and your prayers. That's what's going to depend on you being saved or not. So that should be the chizuk. It's definitely, I see that it's very, very hard for me to pray, for me to open up and to be able to say whatever. I can't feel Hashem feels far from me. You should know that in that moment right now, you're facing the biggest resistance, because the biggest prize is on the other side of that. So we should all strengthen ourselves with the feeling of that Hashem.
Lord Jesus, it is you who wakes me up every day. And I am forever grateful for your love. This is why I pray. You let me touch so many people. And it's all for the good. I influenced so many children. I never thought that I would. And I couldn't take credit for the love they get, because it all comes from you, Lord. I'm just the one that's giving it. And when it seems like the pressure gets to be too much, take time out and pray. Lord, I am not perfect by a long shot. I confess to you, dear. But I work hard every day, and I hope that you hear. In my heart, I mean well. But if you'll help me to grow, then what I have in my heart begins to show. And when I get going, I'm not looking back for nothing, because I will know where I'm headed. I'm so tired of myself. I stand before you, a weakened version of your reflection, begging for direction, for my soul needs resurrection. I don't deserve what you've given me, but you never took it from me, because I am grateful, and I use it, and I do not worship money. If what you want from me is to bring your children to you, my regret is only having one life to do it, instead of two.
I would never give the power to a bald head. Run, come, crucify the dread. Time alone, oh, time will tell. Think you're in heaven, but you're living in hell. Think you're in heaven, but you're living.
Splendor, high strong and ruler. The
Alive, studying everything that he's not alive. everything that needs not some light. You just the brightest.
Rastafari, Africa is a must. So no matter post now, cause you have to jump on this your bus. Zion born,
right?
Do it.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora. Gadol Adonai Mehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kocho. Yefenof Mesos Kol Haaretz, Har Tzion Yarkete Tzapon, Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim בארמנותיה נודע למשגב, כי הנה המלכים נועדו, עברו יחדיו. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו, רעדה אחזתם שם, חיל כיולדה, ורוח קדים תשבר אוניות תרשיש, כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו, אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע. דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכליך, כשמך אלוהים כן תהילתך על כתב ארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, סגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שובו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה, שיתו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה, למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Psalm 48.
מזמור ממחת, שיר מזמור לבני קורח.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice, let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her, tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever. Guide.
Mizmor, Mizmor, Mem, Chet, Mizmor, Mim, Chet, Mizmor, Mim, Chet. Psalm 48, a song, psalm for the sons of Korah, Shir Mizmor, Livnei Korach, Gadol Yahuwah, Hum Hulal Me'od, Be'ir Eloheinu Har Kadisho, Great is Yahuwah, is Jehovah, Gadol Yahuwah, and greatly to be praised, Umma Hulal Me'od, in the city of our God, in the city of our Elohim, Be'ir Eloheinu, the mountain of His holiness, Har Kadisho, Gadoli Yehovah, Umuhulal Mod, Be'ir Eloheinu, Har Kadisho, beautiful, beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, Mount Zion, the sides of the north, the city of the great king, Yefenof, Misos, Kol Haaretz, Haaretz, Yona, Yareketea, Tzafon, Kiryata, Melek, Rav. Beautiful for situation, Yefenof, the joy of the whole earth, Misos, Kol Haaretz, Mount Zion, Har Zion, on the sides of the north, Yarikate Tzafon, the city of the great king, Kiryat Melek Rav, Kiryat Melek Rabba, Elohim, God, is known in her palaces for a refuge. Elohim be'armenoteha noda'a le'misgab. Elohim is known in her palaces. Be'armenoteha noda'a for a refuge. Le'misgab. For lo, look, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. Ki hine ha-melakim no'edua avrua yachdawa. For lo, look, ki hine, the kings ha-melakim were assembled. No'edua, they passed by, avru, together, yachdawa. They saw it. They saw. So they marveled. They were troubled. Hasted away. Hema rao kena tamahu niba helu nechepazu. They saw. Hema, they rao. They saw. Hema rao. So, ken. They marveled. Ken tamahu. They were troubled. Nibahelu. Hasted away. Nechbazu. Fear took hold upon them there. Pain, as of a woman in travail. Re'ada. Echazatam. Sham. Chil. Kayoledah. Fear. Took hold upon them there, re'ada, e'chazatam, sham, pain, chil, as of a woman in travail, ka yoledah, thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind, be'ruach, Adim, Tishabira, Oniota, Tarshish, thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind, Biruach Kadim, thou breakest Tishabira, the ships of Tarshish, Oniota, Tarshish, as we have heard, so have we, I and I, seen in the city of Yahuwah, Jehovah Sabaoth, Jehovah of hosts, in the city of our God, Eloheinu, I and I, Elohim, will establish her for Ivor. Selah. Pause. Kasha sha ma'innu. Kasha sha ma'innu. Kena ra'innu. Be'ir Yahuwah Tzva'ot. Be'ir Eloheinu. Elohim ye konenaha. Ye konenaha. Ada olam. Selah. As we have heard, Ka'asha Shama'innu, so can we have seen, have we seen, Kena Ra'innu, Ka'asha Shama'innu, Kena Ra'innu, in the city of Yahuwah, Jehovah of hosts, Be'ir Yahuwah Tzva'ot, in the city of Ayinai, Elohim, Be'ir Eloheinu, Elohim will establish it. Elohim will establish her. Yikoninneha. Yikoninneha. Ad olam. Forever. Ad olam. Selah. 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 We have thought of thy loving kindness, O Elohim, in the midst of thy temple. Temple. Deminu Elohim Hasideka Bikreva Hekaleka. We have thought. Deminu O Elohim, Elohim, Deminu Elohim Hasideka of thy Chesed Hasideka of the I, male, loving kindness in the midst. Bikreva Hekaleka in the midst of the I, Hekal, Bikreva. Hekaleka, according to thy name, O Elohim, so is thy praise to the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Kushimka Elohim, kena tehilateka, Allah, katswe aretzat edeka, malaha yemineka, according to thy name, Kushimka Elohim, so can thy praise Tehilateka to the ends, Allah Katswe Eretz, so is thy praise to the ends of the earth, can Tehilateka, Allah Katswe Eretz, thy right hand is full of righteousness. Sedeka Malah Yemineka. May Mount Zion rejoice. Make the daughters of Yehuda, of Judah, be glad because of the eye. Judgment, judgment, judgment. Yismach, Yismach. Haaretz Zion. Ha-gilna. Benot Yehuda, Le Ma'an, Mishapateka. Make Mount Zion rejoice. Yismach, Har Zion, make the daughters of Yehuda be glad. Be glad, daughters of Yehuda. Tagirna, Benot Yehuda, because Le Ma'an of thy judgments, Mishapateka. Yismach Har Tzion Tagirna Benot Yehuda Le Ma'an Mishapateka. Walk, trot about Tzion, about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Sobu Tzion Wehakifuha Sifru Migadaleha. Walk, trot about Zion, Sobu Zion, and go round about her. We hakifuha. Tell Sifru, the towers thereof. Tell of her towers. Sifru Migdaleha. Mark, y'all, well, her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that you all may tell to the generation following. Shito, libekem, lechela, pasugu, arminoteha, limaanate, sapru, ledora acheron. Mark y'all well, her bulwarks. Shito, libekem, shito, libekem, consider her palaces, lechela, pasugu arminoteha, so that lima'an, so that ye, that y'all may tell, y'all may recount, lima'an te sapru, to the generation lidor, following acheron. For this Elohim, I and I, Elohim, for Iva and Iva, he will be our guide. He will be I and I guide eternally. Kize Elohim, Elohenu Olam. We are the who nehidenu Olamu. Kize, Kize. For this Elohim, Elohenu. For this Elohim, I and I Elohim Olam. For Iva. Kize Elohim, Elohenu Olam. We ad waad waad hu ye nahigenu al mut
al mut al mut al mut al mut al mut
he who he ye nahigenu will guide I and I al mut eternally kize Elohim Elohenu olam waad hu ye nahigenu All mood.
Bakadamawi.
The whole place is due for
help.
I'm Elijah Muhammad, the preacher of freedom, justice, and equality. To my people, here in the Western Hemisphere, in the United States of America, who has been lost from their own people for 400 years, now they have been found by Almighty God Allah. In the person of
Kadamawi.
The whole place is due for help.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Nigeria warmer than Arizona. Bring your sun lotion. Early morning class of yoga on the beach in Senegal. Ethiopia the capital, PT congregation. A place how I belong, a day the king come from.
I can see us all in limos, that you want a limo.
Riding on the king's highway to the promised land. Oh, we to the promised land.
Basquiat portraits, pinky rings, realistic princesses, heiresses, bunch of kings and queens. Plus I picture fortunes for kids out in Port-au-Prince. Powerless, they not allowed to sit, but not about to slip. Vision promised land with fashion like Madison Ave, Manhattan, Saks Fifth Avenue, Rodeo. Relaxing, popping labels, promised lands, no fables. This where the truth's told. Use them two holes above your nose to see the proof, yo. Imagine a contraption that could take us back with. The world was run by black men. Back to the future, anything could happen. If these are the last days and 100-foot waves come crashing down, I get some hash, some pounds, pass around some bud and watch the flood. Can't stop apocalypse. My synopsis is catastrophic. And satellites is causing earthquakes. Will we survive it? Honestly, man, it's the sign of the times and the times at hand.
There's a lot of work to be done. Oh God, in the promised land. Talking about the promised land. Oh God, take me to the promised land.
Yeah, 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 a lot of work to be done. So here the promised land, the state of mind, the consciousness, the true spirituality. So here, let's ride up with today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. We have Psalm 14, Habarim. So right here, Psalm 14. Here's the KJV read, but it's the missing verses. We're going to highlight that. Hear this.
Psalm 14. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread, and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Shall be glad, shall be glad, shall be glad, shall be glad, shall be glad.
Let's write up with Amharic from the King of Kings Bible right here, highlighting those missing verses. Yes, yes, yes. Here we have today's daily psalm here with the royal Amharic. First up, wise Abraham Chebuda, native speaker, right here on the cry baby rhythm.
I مزمور عصرافو بك النف عصرافو لما زمران عليك يداوي تمثل سنف بلبو عملاك يلا بسرات جورتا وصوك قولو بقو لغرن يمي سارا يلا يمي استولك زيابيرن يمي سلك اندال يايزن اكزيابير كسماي يسول جوتشن كملكة كلو عمسو باندن تمركسو بقو لغرن يمي سارا يلا عند السوقوا يلا غروروات جو يتكفة مكابر بمنافات جو شنقر ككن فرات جو بتاتشي ابام مرزان أفاتشو مرقمن النامراران أمولتوان دمن لما فسسقراتشو فتح أفات الناقوس خل الناب من قداتشوان يسلامن من قدالا وكثم أجزيابيرن مفرات بايناتشو فتيال هزبين اندن جرائم مبلو هاتيات يميسرو هلوبونو آيوكم من أجزيابيرن مايتاروتن بزيابت هالاك فرحات اجيك فرد እግዚአብሔር በጻድቃን ትውልድ ዘንድ ነው የድሆችን ምክር አሳፈራቸው እግዚአብሔር ግን ተስፋቸው ከጽዮን መድኃኒትን ለእስራኤል ማን ይሰጣል እግዚአብሔር የሕዝቡን ምርኮ በመለሰ ጊዜ ያዕቆብ ደስ ይለዋል እስራኤልም ሐሴት ያደርጋል
Psalm 14 The fool hath said in his heart there is no God They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad.
مزمور عصرافوس بكنف عصرارا لما زمران عليك يداوي تمثل سنف بلبو عملاك يلم إلا بسرات جورت كسو وصوك قولو بقو نغرن يمي سارا يلم يمي استولك زيابيرن يمي فلك اندال يايزن اكزيابير كسماي يسول جوتشن كملكة كلو عمسو باندن تمركسو በጎ ነገርን የሚሰራ የለም አንድ ስንኳ የለም ጉሮሯቸው የተከፈተ መቃብር ነው በምላሳቸው ሸነገሉ ከከንፈራቸው በታች እባብ መርዝ አለ አፋቸው መርገምንና መራራን ተሞልቷል ደምን ለማፍሰስ እግራቸው ፈጣን ነው ጥፋትና ጉስቁልና በመንገዳቸው አለ የሰላምን መንገድ አላወቁትምና እግዚአብሔርን መፍራት ባይናቸው ፊት የለም ህዝቤን እንደ እንጀራ የሚበሉ ኃጢአት የሚሰሩ ሁሉ በእውኑ አያውቁምን እግዚአብሔርንም አይጠሩትም በዚያ በታላቅ ፍርሃት እጅግ ፈሩ እግዚአብሔር በጻድቃን ትውልድ ዘንድ ነውና የድሆችን ምክር አሳፈራቸው እግዚአብሔር ግን ተስፋቸው ነው ከጽዮን መድኃኒትን ለእስራኤል ማን ይሰጣል እግዚአብሔር የሕዝቡን ምርኮ በመለሰ ጊዜ ያዕቆብ ደስ ይለዋል እስራኤልም ሐሴት 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 እስራኤልም
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. yet they would not hear. But the word, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the Order of Melchizedek, we have Psalm Yod Dalet, Yod Dalet, Psalm XIV, Psalm 14, from the Sefer Tehillim. It seemed a corrupt world. It seemed folly and wickedness. Folly and wickedness of man. And Soroch Kafat, today's daily psalm. There are two lines of interpretation that have been applied to today's daily psalm, Psalm Yod Dalet, Psalm 14. There are many that understand it as a description of the hard lot of Israel in a godless world. Some interpret today's daily psalm along two lines. One of the lines is that it's a description of the hard lot of Israel, of Israel, in a godless world. On the other hand, others interpret today's daily psalm as depicting the fate of the righteous elements, the fate of the righteous elements in Israel amidst a scene of moral decadence and moral degeneration in the nation. Some adopt the former as a more probable view. Now, it should be noted that Psalm 14 is repeated in Psalm 53 with a few variations and a few variants. So we have today's daily psalm, the Yod Dalet, La Menatziah, Le David, for the chief musician of David. Amar Naval Berlibo Hein Elohim. He is Shechitu. He Ta'ibu Elila Hein Osetov. The fool has said in his heart, Hein Elohim, there is no God. Hishchitu. They are corrupt. They are corrupt. They have dealt corruptly. AKJV reads, they are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. They have dealt corruptly. They have done abominably. There is none, hain or say told. There is none that doeth good. The fool has said in his heart, Amar Naval Belibo, Hein Elohim, Hishachitu, Hita'ibu, Elil, Hein Oseh Tov, Yahuwah, Mia Shamaim, Hishakeif Al Bnei Adam. Lirot, Heyesh Masakil, Doresh et Elohim. He who be, Yahuwah, look down, Jehovah, look down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek Elohim. Hakol sar yachdao ne'elahu. They are all going aside. They are all together become filthy. Ein gam achad. Ein ose tov. Ein gam echad. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none, no one, none that doeth good. No, not one. Here we have the Aleph, Beit, the Gimel. First three verses to get a basic foundation in today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, Yod Dalet. Here, getting the Hebrew foundation to today's daily psalm. We have the psalmist and I observing that the human race is morally, the moral corruption. Evildoers, they downpress Jah people. But the psalmist and I is confident in the victory, the salvation of his divine majesty, the victory of good over evil, confident of Jah's protection. and anticipating a day, oh, what a day, when Jah will vindicate Israel, and Jah will vindicate the Israel of Rastafari. But the fool, Amar Naval, Belibo, Ein Elohim. The fool says in his heart, Amar Naval, the fool. In the Hebrew, Nabal, the word Nabal, it connotes moral and not intellectual deficiency. Take note, pay attention. Fool, Hebraically, the Nabal, some say Naval, but properly pointed, the Nabal connotes or connotates moral foolishness and not intellectual deficiency. Moral deficiency and not intellectual deficiency. Take note. In Yeshaya, Isaiah 32:5, his conduct is described, the word is translated vile person. And that is its meaning right here. He or she is a person lacking in sense of honor, is a person lacking in a sense of decency, deliberately, willfully, even we can say with malice aforethought, preferring evil to the good, preferring the lie to the truth. Thus, Amar Naval. The fool says, Belibo, said in his heart, the heart, Belibo, the heart. The heart is the seat of thought, Hebraically speaking. The Nabal had come to this definite conclusion. This, we could say, the Nabal's philosophy. Give us a teaching of his magic. We don't want the Nabal's philosophy. No devil of fools. This is the fool's philosophy. The fool, the Nabal, had come to this definite conclusion, which he made the ruling principle of his life, of his liberty. And what is that? Ain Elohim. There is no Elohim who observes human conduct and distinguishes between the virtuous and the vicious, between the righteous and the ratchet. The fool has said in his heart, Ain Elohim, there is no Elohim. There is no, in that sense, justice. Elohim, Hebraically speaking, justice. There is no Elohim who observes the human conduct and distinguishes and discerns between the virtuous and the righteous according to the Nabal, according to the fool. There is no distinguishment between the righteous and the ratchet according to the fool. It's all the same, according to the full. Now we have Psalm 10, verse 4, also in Psalm 73, round about verse 11. This is why it next reads, He shahitu, hita ibu, elila. They have dealt corruptly, unrestrained by any sense of cognizance and recognition. Some say belief in Elohim, in Elohim, the true good, the true God, as the world's judge, Hashofet. Mankind, humanity in general has and is growing utterly dissolute and degenerate. Yahuwah Mishamaim, He Shakef Al Bnei Adam. He who be who he be, look forth from heaven. Yahuwah Mishamayim, Hishkeif Al Bnei Adam. Look forth from Shamayim, Mishamayim. Emphatically denying, therefore, the theory, we emphatically deny the theory of the Nabal, the theory of the fool, far from his point of view, from his abode. Far from the foolish point of view, Jah, from his far-off abode, in Shamayim, Mishamayim, Elohim, he who be, we be, scrutinize the ways of men upon the earthly plane, to see, lirot, hayesh, maskil, hayesh, if there was any, to see if there was hayesh, yesh, yesh, to be, to exist. Hayesh, if there was any, maskil, li, reot, li, rot, hayesh, maskil, to see if there was, any man of understanding that did seek, doresh et Elohim, doresh, that did seek, doresh et Elohim, that did seek Elohim, that seek after Elohim, a man of understanding who perceived the falsity of the theory, the falsity of the statement that ain Elohim, that there is no Elohim,
Elohim, Elohim,
that did seek after Elohim, that recognized there was an Elohim, and there is Elohim, there's a true good, there's a true God, is there any? Doresh et Elohim, seek after Elohim to act in a manner which would be in accord with his will. This is the verification that there was one and ones who seek after Elohim, who recognize the falsity of the theory, Ein Elohim. The fool, he says this where, Belibo, in his heart, in his the seat of his thought, his feeling and thinking, and he acts on that. Is there any that did seek Elohim, Doresh et Elohim, Hakol Sar Yachdal, Ne, Elahu, Ein Oset of, Ein Gam Echad,
Echad.
They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. So the fool says in his heart, the singular is used here in a collective and a representative. This is a case study. Representative sense. Case study right here. The fool, the Nabal. Nabal, Amar, Nabal, Belibo. Pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention. Case study. Representative sense. Although the singular is used here, it's used in a collective and a representative sense. The typical fool, Nabal, Hebraically here, is envisioned and is seen, Chabarim. There is no Elohim. An interesting statement, indeed. Indeed. The statement is most likely not a philosophical assertion that Elohim does not exist. That's not the Hebraic view, that Elohim does not exist. But rather, there's a confident affirmation that Elohim is unconcerned or will not take any concern about how men live morally and ethically. Psalm 10. Verses 4 and 11 brings that out even more. Thus they act corruptly. They make a deed evil. They act with corruption. They act corruptly and they make a deed evil. He shachitu hita evil. The verbs, they describe the typical behavior of the ratchet, of the wicked. The subject of the plural verbs is the sons of men, the b'nei, b'nei, Adam, because Yahuwah Mishamayim, he shakef, he looked down, he looked forth, he scrutinized. Al b'nei Adam, al b'nei Adam. So we have the b'nei Adam, the sons of Adam, here from verse 2. The entire human race is characterized as being in a fallen state, or biblically, scripturally speaking, a sinful state, a fallen state, right? Awful behavior. This practical atheism, there's a practical atheism that HaTorah and Jah is concerned with. Not if just one said that, oh, there's no God, but if one acted according as though this is their practice, that there is no Elohim, living as if there is no Elohim who will hold them accountable for their actions. See, this makes them fools, and fools indeed. Fools indeed. Pay attention. For one of the earmarks of folly is to fail to anticipate the long-range consequences of one's behavior. So thus, the context of this brings us to this word, ain or say, ain none, or say, or say, or say, to do, ain or say tov, or say tov, a do of good, ain, there's none, ain or say tov, there's no doer, over that. Doer of good, 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 doer of good.
Here, Chabarim, Chabarim. It's interesting here in the season right here, corresponding here with the seventh sabbatical study. Vayitzei, Wah, and Yitzei, and he went forward, and Yaakov and Jacob went forward. What did he leave behind? He left Esau, his brother,
behind. So it's interesting how this psalm rises here in the season according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, at the season and the time where we have the twins. Right? Before every man, there's two ways. There's Esau and there's Yaakov. There is Jacob. So here, riding up right here, look at Rhema tune, asking the question, why?
Boy. Oh. Yeah. Boy. Oh,
YY.
Dennis, God bless the soul, Dennis. Dennis, the Prince of Reggae Brown, right there with why fools here, corresponding here as a Rhema tune with today's daily psalm, Psalm 14. It says, a fool has said in his heart, there is no Elohim. But here, touching on today's daily psalm, what's interesting is it's quoted. Today's daily psalm is quoted in the Brit Hadasha in the New Testament scriptures. It's quoted in Romans chapter 3, verses 10 to 18. Rabbi Shaul is quoting today's daily psalm. Remember today's daily psalm, Psalm 14. We have the first version based on the Hebrew and the structure of the psalm. And then we have the same psalm again in a kind of a revision, almost like we say Hebraic remix, you know, for temple, for congregational, aggregational worship. So Psalm 14 would represent David's original composition. And then in the style of David, we have Psalm 53. So Psalm 14 and Psalm 53 right here. I'd like to touch on the missing verses. There's missing verses. So in the New Covenant time, we the black Jews in the first century AD, the time of Rabboni Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, Yeshua HaMashiach, Yeshua the Messiah called Jesus Christ, what version were they reading? You know, they were reading the version that has these verses right here. Now, we find these verses in the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, not in the KJV. We have it in the New Testament quote in Romans chapter 3 verses 10 to 18. Also, it's in the LXX. So, Shema Yisrael. Hear this.
Shalom, salam to Tehina Yisrael. This is Tefari. This is Ra Sayadonis Tefari, LJ Society. Here in Wolf the Daily Psalms, the Royal Order, Ethiopian Hebrew Psalms. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 14, is particularly interesting. Also connected with Psalm 53. So, this word here goes for both Psalm 14 and Psalm 53. Now, we had 53 previously in a cycle of daily psalms and chants and praises in the royal order. Just previously, we touched on this, but here now we're with Psalm 14. Now, Psalm 14 is known as a corrupt world, also themed the wickedness and the folly of men and people. And the psalm is quoted in the New Testament scripture, but there's some additional verses that we have. Paul in Romans chapter 3, if you turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 3 in connection with today's daily psalm. In Romans chapter 3, we have Paul saying at verse 10, chapter 3, verse 10, as it is written. Where is it written? Well, in today's daily psalm. But this, what Paul says is written, as it is written, is only found in the Septuagint, as well as the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of Garmawi, Haile Selassie, only found in the Royal Amharic and the Ethiopic Bibles and the LXX. And so in the scripture, we don't have it here in the Masoretic Hebrew, in the Masorah. And thus, there's some very interesting reasonings that may be reason there on Chaburim. But firstly, foremostly, let's get the basic receipts on this, basic receipts right here. So here, the additional verses that we have in the Royal Amharic, the additional verses that we have from verse 3, or actually like verse between verse 3 and 4 in Psalm 14 is three verses. We touched on those three particular verses. And those three verses from the Royal Amharic Bible and the Septuagint are the exact same three verses that Paul, here in Romans chapter 3, says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after Elohim. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher or sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit or flatteries. The poison of ass or snakes, serpents is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. And the way of peace have they not known. And the way of peace, they have not known her. The way of peace.
The way of peace.
The way of peace. The way of peace. There is no reverence, there is no respect, there is no respect of Elohim. before their eyes. Now, this is verse 18. So from verse 10 to verse 18 in the Epistle to the Romans chapter 3, we have the full of full, especially the missing verses that you will not find where you should find them in the KJV. In the King James Version of the Bible, you should find this between verses after verse 3. After verse 3, you should find these verses. From verse 13, you see verse 13. We have verse 13 to verse 18. Now, in the Royal and Hark, there's three verses, but now if we look right over here, we see 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Right, 13, 14, okay, that's on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's six verses. So these three verses that we have in the Royal and Hark, the three verses that we have in the Septuagint, here in Romans chapter 3, with Paul quoting what is written. So what was Paul reading when he said what is written? Was it a Masoretic? If it was a Masoretic, these verses no doubt should be there since we have reference to the Masoretic, unless these verses were removed. But the witness to these three verses, we have Septuagint, the LXX, the Koine, the New Testament, say Greek or the common Greek of that time that they spoke and speak, and also the Royal Amharic and from the Ethiopic, the Guz and the Ethiopic manuscripts. Right. Interesting, we have the book of Enoch, we have the book of Jubilees, the book of Adam and Eve, the Kibbutz Neges, other ancient manuscripts and documents preserved by the children of the Ethiopians. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Yisrael, to bear witness even to the gospel and the good news? So here in the Epistle to the Romans chapter 3, from verses 13 to verse 18, these are the verses that you should find in your Bibles in Psalm 14. After verse 3. So when you're reading Psalm 14, after verse 3, you should read verse 13 in Romans chapter 3 to verse 18, and then continue with Psalm chapter 14 at verse 4. Hope it's not, pay attention. All right? Just pointing out right here that what Paul is quoting in Romans chapter 3 from verses 10 to 18 are contained in the fullness of it within the Septuagint and the Royal Amharic and His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie's Bible, the Book of the Conquering Lion, Revelation 5:5, the Revelation, the King of Kings. In the King of Kings Bible, we have it. In the Septuagint, we have it, but it's not in the KJV, and it's not found in the Masoretic, but it's found here where Paul says, As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after Elohim. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Now that right there is basically what we have in Psalm 14 from the last phrase of verse 1. There is none that doeth good, there is none righteous, no, not one. Paul picks up almost that as the chorus right there, and then he goes on. Then he goes on, there is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after Elohim, picking up with verse 2, the second part, the B part of verse 2. And then he quotes the fuller verse 3, but then the other verses are not found. But he says this. This is the key of what he says. He says, it is written. Where is it written? I and I discovered a version. That's not the King James Version. Yes, I, out of Ethiopia. Yes, I.
መዝሙር 13 በቅንፍ 14 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት መዝሙር ሰነፍ በልቡ አምላክ የለም ይላል በሥራቸው ረታ ወሰቆሉ በጎ ነገርን የሚሠራ የለም የሚያስተውል እግዚአብሔርንም የሚፈልግ እንዳለ ያይዘን እግዚአብሔር ከሰማይ የሰው ልጆችን ተመለከተ ሁሉ አመጹ ባንድነትም ረከሱ በጎ ነገርን የሚሰራ የለም አንድስ እንኳን የለም ጉሮሯቸው የተከፈተ መቃብር ነው በመላሳቸው ሸነገሉ ከከንፈራቸው በታች እባብ መርዛል አፋቸው መርገምንና መራራን ተሞልቷል ደምን ለማፍሰስ እግራቸው ፈጣ
ክፋትና ጉስቁልና በመንገዳቸው አለ። የሰላምን መንገድ አላወቁትም። እግዚአብሔርን መፍራት ባይናቸው ፊት የለም። ህዝቤን እንደ እንጀራ የሚበሉ ኃጢአት የሚሰሩ ሁሉ በእውኑ አያውቁምን? እግዚአብሔርንም አይጠሩትም። በዚያ በታላቅ ፍርሃት እጅግ ፈሩ። እግዚአብሔር በጻድቃን ትውልድ ዘንድ ነውና የድሆችን ምክር አሳፈራቸው። እግዚአብሔር ግን ተስፋቸው። ከጽዮን መድኃኒትን ለእስራኤል ማን ይሰጣል? እግዚአብሔር የሕዝቡን ምርኮ በመለሰ ጊዜ ያዕቆብ ደስ ይለዋል፣ እስራኤልም ሐሴት ያደርጋል።
Psalm 14. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread, and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad.
መዝሙር 13 በቅንፍ 14 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት መዝሙር። ሰነፍ በልቡ አምላክ የለም ይላል። በሥራቸው ረከሱ ጎሰቆሉ። በጎ ነገርን የሚሠራ የለም። የሚያስተውል እግዚአብሔርንም የሚፈልግ እንዳለ ያይ ዘንድ እግዚአብሔር ከሰማይ የሰው ልጆችን ተመለከተ። ሁሉ አመፁ በአንድነትም ረከሱ። በጎ ነገርን የሚሠራ የለም፣ አንድ ስንኳ የለም። ጉሮሯቸው የተከፈተ መቃብር ነው። በምላሳቸው ሸነገሉ። ከከንፈራቸው በታች የእባብ መርዝ አለ። አፋቸው መርገምንና መራራን ተሞልቷል። ደምን ለማፍሰስ እግራቸው ፈጣን ነው። ጥፋትና ጉስቁልና በመንገዳቸው አለ። የሰላምን መንገድ አላወቁትምና እግዚአብሔርን መፍራት ባይናቸው ፊት የለም። ሕዝቤን እንደ እንጀራ የሚበሉ ኃጢአት የሚሰሩ ሁሉ በእውኑ አያውቁምን? እግዚአብሔርንም አይጠሩትም። በዚያ በታላቅ ፍርሃት እጅግ ፈሩ። እግዚአብሔር በጻድቃን ትውልድ ዘንድ ነውና የድሆችን ምክር አሳፈራቸው። እግዚአብሔር ግን ተስፋቸው ነው። ከጽዮን መድኃኒትን ለእስራኤል ማን ይሰጣል? እግዚአብሔር የሕዝቡን ምርኮ በመለሰ ጊዜ ያዕቆብ ደስ ይለዋል፣ እስራኤልም ሐሴት
እስራኤልም ሐሴት እስራኤልም ሐሴት እስራኤልም ሐሴት እስራኤልም ሐሴት እስራኤልም ሐሴት እስራኤልም ሐሴት እስራኤልም ሐሴት እስራኤልም ሐሴት እስራኤልም ሐሴት እስራኤልም ሐሴት እስራኤልም ሐሴት
Lagantum
www.blogtalksradio.com/discipleshipradio.
You read the Bible. Oh, there's this passage I got memorized. Sort of fits this king.
Everything that glitters is
judging to cover. Inside another book, that's all it took for you to discover. Undercover. It's not so hard to be fooled by the appearance. Just take another look inside, and you will find another. All men's strength is vain. Been gone forever. No, you can trust no man. Only Jah in heaven. Please remember. Fools go. Fools go. Offer you $1 million to kill your own mother. Offer me $10 billion to forget my own heavenly father. Fool's gold, I could never sell my soul. One way boy, just bold, may never sell my soul.
Yes, yes, yes. Classic tune right here, here, here. Fool's Gold by HR. Human Rights by Roz Hailu. Gabriel Joseph I right there, there, there. The band known as Bad Brains with Fool's Gold. Don't sell your soul. Esau sold his birthright, his Bechora, his Bechora. Is that like selling your soul, fool's gold? Right here, we have today's daily song. Let's run through right here, 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 here on the Monday podcast, the Rastafari Midrash Mondays right here. Here, we're zooming in on these missing verses. Here's a fuller full of the Royal Amharic right here. And the theme, wickedness, ratchetness, the folly of men and peoples, men and mandem and popalism, schism. Here, here, run through the Royal Amharic, KJV, King James Version, side by side, the King of Kings Bible, the HSV, with the that book of the conquering line, the tribe of Judah, the root of David. Here, here, Shema Yisrael, Sima, Sima, hear this, Rastafari.
Salam to Ena Yisraelin, greetings, Wondermoch. Salam to Ena Yisraelin, greetings, Wondermoch. Greetings, brothers, sisters, and mothers. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, is Psalm 14, Mizmore Dawit, Asara Arat. I just take note, Asara Sost, and in the Metzaf Kedus of Nikus Negas, the Book of the Seven Seals, Beginfotuist, in the parentheses, we have 14. So in the earlier numbering, there's an interesting note with the numbering that we have noted. So in the earlier, this is Psalm 13 in the Royal Amharic Bible, but it has in the parentheses 14. So we have today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order, and comparing and contrasting the KJV, the King James Version, side by side with the HSV, the Haile Selassie Version, the Authorized, Revised, and Amharic Bible, we have today's daily psalm. Its theme, Sooch Kafat, the corruption of people, the corruption of men. So the corruption of men and people are the evil. Kafat, the Kafat. Yesooch, Yesooch, Yesooch Kafat. The folly, the wickedness and the folly of men and people. Seeing the corrupt world here. Today's daily psalm, Lemezem Rana Leka, to the chief musician, Yadawit Mezmor, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. Now, as we have noted before with the Hebrew Masoretic from the Sefer Tehillim, also needs to be noted right here that today's daily psalm is also repeated with some variants in Mezmor Hamsa source, or Psalm 53. So today's daily psalm, Psalm 14, is repeated in Psalm 53 with some variants and variation. Now, here in the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrew, Psalm 14, in the Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Conquering Line of the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, as well as in the LXX, the Septuagint, there are additional verses, interestingly enough, that we also find to be repeated within the Epistle to the Romans by Huario Paulos, Paul. This means that Paul, in the Epistle to the Romans, the copy that he was reading or familiar with was similar and likened to the Royal Amharic, more so than the Masoretic Hebrew here, because the Hebrew does not have these verses. So when we get to verse 3, right, verse 3 of today's daily psalm, there are additional verses. There are three additional verses, at least three additional verses. So the traditional numbering of today's daily psalm, Psalm 14, the traditional numbering is seven verses. But there are three additional verses bringing us to 10 verses. So with the compare and contrast today, we'd like to go verse by verse and just to bring out these similarities as well as the additional verses. All right, just getting a basic foundation right here. So here, today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order and from the Book of the Seven Seals, or the Authorized, Revised, and Hard Bible of Yehuda Moa Andesa, the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, of Garmawi, Garmawi, Haile Selassie. Here, Mikai and I ride up. Today's daily psalm theme, Yesooch Kafat, the wickedness, Kafat, the folly, the wickedness, the wretchedness, Yesooch of men, Yesooch of men and people, Yesooch Kafat, Yesooch Kafat. The Mezamarana Lekaya Dawit Mezmor. So Mikai and I ride up. Mikai and I begin. Besim Ab, Wewelid, Wemenfes Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one source in Jemralen, we begin Kuter And. Senef Belibu, Amlak Yelem Yilal, Besaracho Rekasu, Gwesukwelu, Begonekrenye Misarayelem. The fool has said in his heart, there is no source, there is no God. Senef Belibu, Amlak Yelem Yilal. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. Desaracho rekesu guasukwelu. There is none that doeth good. Bego negrin yemisera yelem. Bego negrin yemisera. One who does. Bego. A generous, a truly generous, a truly charitable thing. Bego. Good. It's another word for good in the Royal Amharic. Bego. But the context is very, very interesting. We compare the context here with the word Begu, begu, or beg. Beg is lamb, begu, the lamb. But here we have bego, bego negrin. What kind of thing, matter, negrin? Bego, a truly good thing, a truly generous, a truly charitable thing. This word is used often in a connection with good in the sense of charity. Bego negrin yemisera, 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 yemisera yelem. One who does, yelem. There is not. Kutel hulet. Verse 2. Emias tuul, exiavir nima yemifelig and dale, yaizen, exiavir kasamai, yasoli jochina temelekata, exiavir sustainer. The good, the generous Ab Father looked down from heaven upon the children of men, upon the sons of men, to see if there were any that did understand, that did have an understanding, an understanding, even overstand, that did understand and seek the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab. Yemiyas tuul, ekziyavihar nim yemifelig and dale, yaizen, ekziyavihar ka samai, yasoli jochin temelekata, ka samai, yasol, lejochin, the children of humanity, temelekata, temelekatu, pay attention, temelekata. He looked, he discerned, he
paid attention to them. Pay attention. He paid attention. Ecclesiavia paid attention from heaven to and upon the children of humanity to see if there was any that did understand. Puter source, verse 3. Hulu ametsu. Hulu ametsu. Ametsu. Hulu ametsu. Gandinetim marekesu. Begonegarenyemi sarayelem. Andesinquayelem. They are all gone aside. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Hulu ametsu. Ametsu. Hulu ametsu. Ametsu. They all have rebelled. All have rebelled. Become lawless. Ba'andinetim. Andinet. In unity. Ba'andinetim. In unity. Rekesu. Rekesu. They become filthy. They become filthy in unity. They're united. They are united in their filthiness. They're united in their uselessness. They have all together. Ba'andinetim. Interesting sense here. If you talk about getting together, becoming one, unity. But they are united in filthiness. They are, all of them are lawless. Hulu ametsu. They all have rebelled. Hulu, hulu, all ametsu rebelled. The andinetim, and in oneness, in being andinet, united, rekesu. They're devalued, they're cheap, they're filthy. They're going to garinya misarayelem. And that which is truly good and charitable, none does. Andim, and one, sinqua, even one, yelem. They're not even one. Andim, sinqua, yelem. Andim, sinqua, yelem. Now, here, we come to this third verse right here. All right, when we come to the third verse right here, we notice that this is where the additional verses begins. So let's go through the Bamarinia first, because you do not have this in the KJV. If you're looking at the Septuagint, you'll find this in the Septuagint, and of course, in the Metzhav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, of the conquering line of the tribe of the root of David, of Kedemawi Hanaselassie, you'll find these verses. So take note, these verses, these three verses, are found in the Septuagint, and they are also found in the Royal Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, but they're not found here in the KJV. So take note, pay attention. So here we pick up right here, which says, all turned aside together, all have rebelled together, all have become useless or corrupt or rekesu, cheapened, devalued, right? Cheapened, right? Of greatly, vastly less value. There is none doing that which is good, no. There's none doing that which is truly charitable. Now here, we have it in, this is the additional verses right here. It says, Beduro, Beduro wa Turgum, Bicha, Yemigen, in the older, the more ancient, right, versions. This is what is found here. Guroacho, Guroacho, Yetakafeta Mekaverno, Bemelasacho, Shenegalu. These three verses. So these three verses from verse 3, right, are between verse 3 and 4, thus making the totality to 10 verses, both in the Royal Amharic Bible, the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, as well as the LXX, but not found within some of the later versions of the Masoretic, and also not found in the KJV translation. So in these verses right here, let's go through these verses right here. We have Guruacho. So this will be the fourth verse in the Royal Amharic Bible right here, the fourth verse. So that might throw off ones, but we're going to go through this basically right here and just pick up also in the reason in the forward. So this verse here, Kuter, this is the Ethiopic as well as the Septuagint, Kuter verse Arat, verse 4. Guruacho yete kafeta mek averno, bemelasacho shenegalu. Guruacho, their throat, yete kafeta, open mek avero, open grave, burial place. An open burial place, their throat is. Guruacho, yete kafeta mek averno, bemelasacho shenegalu. And with their tongue they flatter.
They flatter with their tongue. Be milasacho, be milasacho, milas, milas, the milas, the tongue. Be milasacho, shenegelu, shenegelu. They flatter with their tongue. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues, they have used deceit. Another way of bringing it out, they have used deceit. Kuter amis, verse 5. Kerkin ferracho, betach. Under their lip, kerkin ferracho, betach. Yebab, ye ibab, ibab, a serpent. Ye ibab, merz, 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 poison. Allah, there is the poison of serpent under their lips. Kerkin ferracho, betacha, ye ibab, merz, Allah. Afacho, their mouth, mergemina, cursing, and meraran, and bitterness, temor toal. It's full of, their mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. So here we have the fifth verse in the HSV, Haile Selassie version, as well as in the LXX, the Septuagint. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Kuter sedist, verse 6. Demina lemafsese gracho fetano tefatina gusto kulina bemen gedacho alle yeslamina men gedala wekuatimina ekeziavi herin mefrat be oinacho fit yelle. So here in this third of these three verses, not found in the KJV and in the Masoretic, but found in the Septuagint, the Royal Amharic, the Ethiopic, and various other scriptures, this verse here reads that their feet, their feet are swift to shed blood. Their feet, demin, blood, lemafses, to shed. Demin, lemafses, blood to shed. Igracho, their feet, fetano, fetan, swift they are. Tefatina, gusukulina, bemen gracho alle. Destruction and misery are in their ways. Destruction, tefatina, gusukulina, guskulina, and misery. The men get achuales in their ways. Yeslamin men get alawekuatimina, in the way of peace, of salam. Yeslamin men get, the way of salam. Yeslamin men get alawekuatimina. They don't know her. They don't know her. They're ignorant to her. They're ignorant to the way of peace. Yeslamin men get alawekuatimina. Egeziavi herina mefrat. The Ainacho feet, Yellem, the fear, the reverence of Egziavi, the sustainer of the good, generous Ab, Egziavi Rin Mefrat, the Ainacho, before their, in their eyes, before the eyes, the Ainacho feet, in their eyesight, Yellem, is not in their eyes, in their eyesight, in the way of viewing the reality, in the way of peace, they have not known, and there is no fear, no reverence of Egziavi, the sustainer, before their eyes. So these particular verses is interesting because as we compare with the New Testament and the words of the Apostle Paul, it seems as though Paul quoted these very words right here within the New Testament. I think it's Romans, I think chapter 3, but we'll get to the exact quote as we go forward, these particular verses, when he quoted this particular psalm. So this leads many of us to say that the Septuagint, or that which was the Septuagint, was read in the time of Moshiach as well as the time of the apostles. But let's write up with the fulfillment of today's daily psalm. Now, those verses in the Royal Amharic would cause the numbering, right, to change right here. But just keeping consistent right here, we're going to pick up with the KJV and with the, we could say, the known verse 4. As you have it in the King James Version, let's continue right here with verse 4, Kuter Arat, HSV, Haile Selassie Version, and the KJV, King James Version, side by side, side by side, side by side, side by side. Hizbein inda njera yemi bellu, khatiyat yemi saru hullu, bewunnu ayaw kumen, ekziyari herinnim. Ait Ruten, Ait Ruten, Ait Ruten, Ait Ruten, Ait Ruten. Have all the workers of iniquity, have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people, his bane and then jera yemi bellu, eat up my people like bread, chatiyat yemi saru, those who do chatiyat, those who do akari, sin, chatiyat yemi saru hulu, all, do all the ones who do akari, the wunu, truly, ayaw kumen, don't they know, don't they know, the wunu ayaw kumen, the wunu, ekziyavi hernim, I Tarutim, and call not upon Ekbiziavir, upon the sustainer, upon the good, the generous Av. Guter Amis, verse 5. Bezia, betalak ferhat, ijikfaru, exiavir, bez arikana to litzena winna. Bezia, zea, betalak ferhata, ijikfaru. Zea, were they in great fear. Zea, bezia, betalak ferhat, ijikfaru, exiavirin bez arikana to litzena winna. For Ekziyahir, sustain the good, the generous Av, is in the generation of the righteous. Be Sadikan Tulit, the generation Be Sadikan Tulit, then Nowinna. Kuteramis, Kuter Sidis, verse 6. Yet the Hochina Mikara Safarachu, Ekziyahir Gina Tesfachono. Yet the Hochina Mikara Safarachu, you have shamed. The counsel of the poor, because a gaziari here sustaining the good, the generous tesfachono. KJV says his refuge, tesfa, his hope, his expectation, exiavir again, but the sustainer, tesfachono, is his expectation, his anticipation, his hope, his refuge. Kuter, verse 7. Kaziona medchanitin lesrael manisetal. Exiavir Yehizbun Markova Bemelessa Gize, Ya Ikov Desilawal, Israel Nem Haset Yadargal, Haset Yadargal. Oh, that the salvation of Israel, of Israel, will come out of Zion, Kazion. Oh, that the medchanit, the salvation, the saving, the medicine, the healing, Kazion from Zion, Kazion medchanitin leIsrael, for Israel. Man Yisatal, who will give medicine from Zion for Yisrael, Ekziyavihar, the sustainer, Yehizbuna Merkob, Melesegizei, when Ekziyav, the sustainer, bringeth forth the captivity of his people, return, Ekziyav, Yehizbun Merkob, Melesegizei, when he turneth the captivity, Ziyavir Yehizbun Marko, Vemelese Gizeh, Ya'ikov Desilawal, Ya'ikov, Jacob shall rejoice, Ya'ikov Desilawal, Israelim Haset Yadargal, Israelim Haset Yadargal, Haset Yadargal, will rejoice, Jacob, and Israelim Haset Yadargal, will be glad.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Glad, Rastafari. Glad, Rastafari. Glad, Rastafari.
Lots of work to be done, oh God, give the promised land.
Psalm 14. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. when the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Shall be glad. Shall be glad.
מזמור י"ד למנצח לדוד אמר נבל בלבו אין אלוהים השחיתו התעיבו עלילה אין עושה טוב אדוני משמיים השקיף על בני אדם לראות היש משכיל דורש את אלוהים הכל שר יחדיו נאלחו אין עושה טוב, אין גם אחד. הלא ידעו כל פועלי אבן, אוכלי עמי אכלו לחם. אדוני לא קראו, שם פחדו פחד, כי אלוהים בדור צדיק. עצת עמי תבישו, כי אדוני מחסה. מי ייתן מציון ישועת ישראל, ושוב אדוני שבות עמו, יגל יעקב, ישמח ישראל.
Psalm 14. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad.